Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
All right. Well, welcome everybody again. Those of you who are just jumping on the line, this is Vance, and I get to play host to Saturday AM Live, and we have with us Matt and Pat McTerry, as they're affectionately known in the Northwest, or the Mecca of Magnets, as I like to call it. And we're going to jump right on into things, and for those of you who are not familiar with Mac and Pat's journey, I want to save that. There's a YouTube video. All you got to do is type in, you know, Mac and Pat, or Weekend Mac and Pat, and it'll come up. And, you know, or you can go on Weekend site. But I want to get into some really, really fun stuff that has been taking place in not only a Mac and Pat's organization, but across the globe, for people who are really, really pushing the limits of how much fun you can have with Meekin, and kind of what they're doing. And I know quite a few of them are in Mac and Pat, in y'all's organization. I have to use the word y'all because we got so many people in the South. Otherwise, if I say you guys, then they can't understand what I'm saying. So, but y'all have got a really neat thing going. And it just, I think it started, well, it's never stopped with you guys, because you started in Meekin when, again, remind me?
Mac.
So, that, I sign you up.
That's hesitating, because Mac learned about it around Thanksgiving in 97.
Right.
And, but we were still, somebody was still taking us through kind of the prospecting stage. So when did we actually both make a business decision? It was right at Christmas time, and we launched hard then and took off January 1st, it was 1997, right?
1998, we took off. On the 1st of January, we went to Human Being More. It took 11 people with us and have not looked back since that day. Yeah, and the reason I asked that question, somebody asked me this week, a friend that I got reconnected with, she said, "You're in network marketing, right?" And I said, "Yeah." And she said, "So what are you doing now?" And I said, "The same thing I've been doing for the last 22 years. So you guys are at the 17-year mark, and literally you started then, and I remember going to events up in the Seattle-Tacoma area, meeting you guys for the first time, and then going on many, many cruises with you, and some of your simple things that you literally just segued right into sharing Meekin with other people. And I think one of the big ones, that if there was a takeaway that I've learned from you, is always promote what Meekin promotes. Always be a part of what Meekin's doing. Don't try and reinvent the wheel. Just, you know, tell people about Meekin. Connect them to Meekin. Why have you always done that?
Well, first of all, I'd say we actually do two things. We have the core of what's duplicable on Lead with the Big Picture, and that means with two oars in the canoe so you don't go in circles. We lead with the vision and what this lifestyle of being involved in the business can be for you, and also why would you not want to be proactive in your health, and here's the best company. And how do you get started? You do it with momentum, and then you start anchoring people to find Meekin as their home. But as Meekin create promotions and, you know, recognition and reward, you've got people that come from the left quadrant of, you know, maybe not knowing the pieces it takes to get strength, or they like recognition. We all like recognition. So when Meekin's promoting promotions, they get anchored into our overall footprint. And so you maximize people's growth. You maximize their income opportunities. So, yeah, we always integrate.
And when you're talking about the solutions, that's a word I learned from you guys, you know, making that transition from products, connotate, you're trying to sell something to somebody, but you've always referred to them as solutions. These are solutions people are looking for, and grounding people in it. When you're setting down, like let's say we're setting down, and I know absolutely nothing about Meekin, what are you going to pitch to me
Well, again, let me just start off. I know there's new people on the line, and I know there's seasoned people on the line. So if you're a new person, it's just this bubbling enthusiasm of what you found that you share with them that excites them to maybe take a look. And so I don't like to lose that. They call that the ignorance on fire part. But as you start to get a little bit into this, your success rate then goes up. When you don't pitch to somebody with what you're going to pitch to them, you instead chat with them and find out where they're out of balance or what's important to them. And when you do that, particularly what we hopefully teach and hopefully people embrace, is find three or four quality of life issues that they're looking to improve. And I use the word quality of life issues because quality of life actually takes money to improve it. So if you find, maybe it is a health challenge. Mine was a health challenge initially, and so that's quality of life. I had no quality of life. But if that wasn't my trigger button, I was looking for a career change. Mac was looking for a career change. Those are quality of life issues. Somebody might be on the road too much. Somebody might not have their college fund for their child ready. Somebody might hate what they do. And so if you listen to them and find three or four quality of life issues that they seem to be excited about that they would love to improve, and then ask them to take a look at Neekin for that, you're going to have much higher rate of them looking at it with a full open book, evaluation. And they may still say, no, it's not a fit, because maybe personality-wise they don't like people or something. I can't figure it out any other way you wouldn't want to be involved in Neekin. But, and so it's, then when we show Neekin to them, we're showing it to them and always marrying it back to how this might work to improve what they're looking to improve. So I know that's kind of a long answer to what you asked, but.
Well, what you're doing then is exposing to the five pillars of health and the human being more philosophy by taking that goal.
Right. Yeah, Vance, I like to, if you were looking at that, set down. A lot of people, I hear people going out to do presentations. And, you're not necessarily going out to do presentations. You're going out to have a conversation with people. And as what you want to do is, like you said, the five pillars of health is a great area to focus on, because, if I'm going to sit down with somebody and they've agreed to have an appointment, I might want to go down and just sit down with them first of all and says, well, I'm here to help you. So what is it that I could help you with? And let them start to talk. And if they can't seem to think of anything, well, then pull out a five pillars of health and say, which area of these might we focus on to provide you a better quality of life?
And, what's amazing to me is this summer, all of us go through different bumps and bruises in life, physically, emotionally, financially, and so many different areas. And what seemed to be the attraction, and I guess I look back over 22 years and I think what seems to be the biggest drawing card to Neekin, the quality of life issue, that seems to be that big neon sign attracting to Neekin is the physical aspect that we're not enjoying healthy bodies. When Neekin was started in 1975, people were looking for a solution in Japan. And fast forward 40 years later, they're still looking for solutions, and it hasn't gotten any better. Nothing seems to be fixing the healthcare issues of today. And Pat, this summer, it was spring, you got to have a little bump in the road. And I know there's a lot of people on the call right now or listening to the recording that heard the story or they've seen an email. Give us the nutshell version of that and how you guys literally took Neekin, what we have. I don't want to deviate so much about that, but I'd love to hear an update on that.
Well, like I said, Neekin is a big picture. And when we join Neekin, we join Neekin to have a plan A that protected us at all times. And we also chose Neekin to be a plan A on proactive health. And I've always said to people, you don't piecemeal things. You don't, you know, sit there and go, okay, what product do I get to put on this? And, you know, you invest in your wellness home. You even if it's not right up front, you invest in your pack and then you fill it out later. You eventually have a lifestyle that everything is there. So you keep yourself healthy and well. Or if you have a owie like Mac and his Weekend Warrior stuff, you've got products there. You don't have to wait 3 days for them to come. So
July 19th.
I had a freak accident. I walked down to my dock on a calm day and sat down on a lawn chair. And all of a sudden, within 10 minutes, a 40 to 50 mile wind, it was so strong and so fast, it was actually reported on the news, it was like a tornado, came up and it picked up one of those massive market umbrellas and it lifted it 40 feet into the air so fast that I didn't even have time to react, but it turned and the wind jammed it down onto the dock right through my eye orbit. So I had a pretty good head injury, was rushed to the trauma hospital up in Seattle, and thanks to great medical people, I was able to save my eye. They said one centimeter either direction, I would have either been dead or I would have lost my eye. And so I've gone through, about 6-8 weeks of recovery. But the part that, you know, I know Vance was the highlight, and the part that was just mind-blowing to me was as Mac was racing home to get me to the hospital, I said, grab my Nikan blanket as you come through the door, wrap me in it, because I was in full-on shock. And I'm a trauma nurse, so I know exactly, you know, what was going on, and I knew I was possibly going to lose my eye. And he wrapped me in the blanket, and all of my symptoms of the shaking and the all that go with the shock just calmed down. And I went through the entire thing from ambulance to trauma center to reconstructive surgery, all with the products all around me. I never once had to not have them with me. I mean, the hospital people were calling it my magic blanket. I had my Power Mag. I had, you know, I even showed the doctors, I said, I am going straight on this nutrition right after surgery, you know, during the interim of the accident and then the reconstruction, I had to reconstruct my facial bones. I was, you know, quadrupling the nutritions to keep my body strong. And Mac has pictures. I mean, if you were to have seen the pictures of the before and after accident, people that saw me on one day could barely look at me, and 2 days later, they almost didn't know I had an accident. That's how quickly my body was responding because I was healthy. And then when I went through the surgery, same thing. The recovery externally was very quick. Internally, I still have a few things going on, but I can't tell you enough how much it is to be proactive in your health. But my bigger story, and the one I want to emphasize, is I never have had to stress about trying to go back and run an emergency department or losing my job because I couldn't perform, because I could not work right now if you put me in a hospital and told me I had to go to work. And because we built Nikan, we've never had to worry this entire time about the cost, about the downtime. Mac was able to stay at home and take care of me. So everything about Nikan is quality.
And I think there's so many fascinating tidbits to what you just shared, but the biggest one to me is that we immediately, something that we learned from Doug Braun years ago, that's why I give credit for the statement, is that in our country, actually in the world, we call it healthcare, but it really has to become self-care. And we do trust those in the medical establishment, and you being one out of that, we have to trust them that they're going to make the best decisions for us. And at the same time, I had a friend tell me this week that, you know, going through chemotherapy, the doctors and the medical staff said, well, you really need to increase your sugar while you're going through this. And our dear friend Barbara Bertucci got a hold of her and said, yeah, that's the dumbest thing you could do right now, going through this experience and dealing with cancer, because, and she explained why. And, you know, the body knows what it needs, and Nikan's given us much more, and in a week from today, they're going to add to that, and we'll talk about that later in the call. That's actually what I'm going to, I'll do a plug right now for next Saturday. That's what I'm going to do on the call, to talk about this new solution that I know almost nothing about, and but we'll all have the opportunity to see it next weekend, those of us who are going to be in San Antonio live. But Pat, the reason I wanted both of you to talk about the, as I call it, the umbrella accident, because that's what happens in life. We, you know, life happens, you know, the other day as Stacy ran out the door, those of you who know, my wife gets the opportunity to work with special needs children at our elementary school. She absolutely loves it. And as she walks out the door, she said, oh, by the way, our toilet's clogged. And then McKenna says, yeah, mine's clogged too. And I saw a couple mice run into my closet. And I can't remember what Emily said, but it was like, okay, well, I'm glad I'm home. Like, I'm always home. But nothing really fazes us anymore because of the quality of life that Nikan's given us. I want to, the remaining time that we have left, I want to ask you guys specifically, every time Nikan makes a tweak or a modification on the packs, you alluded to this earlier, that when we start with Nikan, if we're really serious about creating a wellness environment, we get the packs and then we piecemeal it from there. You guys have always been proactive in putting together really nice flyers to allow people to see that what the cost benefits are, the savings, and now with the Nikan reward dollars tailored in, we saw a phenomenal increase in sales in September over August. Why the packs? Why is that so important? And let's talk about the two for the win and something that you guys discovered that you've been doing it almost every month, if I remember correctly, since they introduced it 10 months ago. But why are the packs so, I mean, just so important to Nikan?
Well, I'm going to let Mac talk about what we've been doing and the two for the win and all of that. But what I want to just say from a business standpoint and from being a medical professional is that what makes them the best company I've ever seen on the planet is the fact that they actually have the core basis for health that helps your body, you know, take all the stresses off that it can so it can have a better life. And the packs are creating a synergistic effect of that. And my biggest pet peeve is when I watch people lead with one product, because that's very much the medical way of doing things. It's like, let's try one thing and hope we fix you, and it's not going to happen. And so the pack strategy was very designed from field and corporate to be a collective group of products that gave your body the best bang for their health in synergy, and nobody on the planet has that. So I can't even think of not leading with the packs. Now, whether a person then wants to not follow the pack strategy, then that's up to them, because mine, I'm just a clear messenger, and they then will start wherever, because I just want people doing the journey and filling the journey out. They don't get the big strategy and the smart strategy and the fact that it's actually subsidized, so they actually get better amount of products for that amount they invest in their health and their business. So that's why the pack strategy is phenomenal. And from a business aspect, why would you not embrace what you have in the core that will provide you with the best business bang? And so, and you add two packs together and you're at the first leadership level as well. So those are the two reasons that neither Mac and I can never not talk about the packs. But now I'll let you, Mac, talk about the strategies and what it's done for our team by leading with the packs.
Well, certainly, I guess I'm not on mute. So.
Yeah, you're
good. Yeah, certainly the packs, and I love to be able to show people the packs, and that's why we created those flyers to include everything so that you don't have to try to remember what this part or that part is, and you can show people how much they can save off of retail if they were going to buy at retail. You're getting up to 28-30% off of retail, but if you were a member and you were able to buy it wholesale, you're going to save 15% right off on the day pack or the environment pack. And then Nikon, through the rest of the year, is going to offer you another 15% in Nikon reward dollars, or you can talk about it as coupons so you can use it to get other products. So by the time you go through it and you show people exactly what they're getting, first of all, it's a total wellness package with the day energy and the night energy and the environment energy. And then you show them the savings, and then you show them the rewards they get back to use on future Nikon products. It's just a no-brainer on show them the big picture, and that's what we do. And if people don't like an investment of about $3,100, $3,200, then back down. Show them a sleep system and a day pack. If that's too much, then show them the day pack. But get them started someplace with the pack. They can always add later. But with the reward dollars, we see that a day pack and an environment pack is a very good investment, and that's only $1,500. And then they get reward dollars, and those reward dollars are going to be another $225 that they could use on their sleep system the very next month. So people start down a process. They start down a pathway where they can get everything and using their reward dollars to do that. But as you're going through all of that, what naturally falls out of it is the nutritionals. It's some of the best nutritionals we have on the planet. And Nikon works with unique things. They're just not the average run-of-the-mill vitamins that everybody else has. They're unique with the bone packs and the joint and the lactoferrin and all the special items, so we can get people started on those specialty items or their areas of interest. And certainly if you can show people, well, geez, if you get this, you're going to save this amount of money, additional 10%. And if you stay on it for 6 months, on an auto ship, you're going to get 200 reward dollars. And people like to get things in return. So naturally what falls out of all of the explanation of the packs and the auto ship bonuses and the incentives is two for the win. I mean, it's not difficult to go out and get two people when they see the value of the Nikon, nutritionalists is to get them signed up and get them on auto ship. And if you have a focus that, hey, I'm going to do this at least, take people through the process, and if all else fails, I've got the nutritionist, and I'll get them as a consultant and get them on authorship. So, you know, it's just a natural process, these incentives are.
When you talk about the book, I want to go back to something that Mitch did. When you talk about a natural process in August. Mitch, and I forget Mitch's... Okay, so they sponsored four people on the two for the win, accumulated 400 Nikon reward dollars, and I think, Mac, you said they turned around and they invested it into what?
Let's see, what did they, my memory's short this morning. Well, he invested in, I believe it was just another day pack so he could get some more reward dollars.
It's kind of like the perpetual cycle that, okay,
yeah.
we'll invest it here or help somebody else, you know, get started. It just keeps on going. And I know there are still people today, and I don't mean this in a condescending way that, you know, I've got it all figured out because my 46-year-old brain, you know, grabs hold of these promotions as soon as they're introduced, because I don't. But there are still people today that don't understand what the Nikon reward dollars are all about, and I really, really encourage you to call somebody in your upline or find somebody that understands, because I think my gut tells me these are here to stay. But this process. Sorry, Pat, I interrupted you. You were about to say something as well.
Well, no, what I was going to highlight was the fact that again, starting with big picture and working down. Mitch and Kim said, we want to do the business, and we want to be successful, so they were coachable. And we said, all right, you need momentum, so we need to get into front of 21 people with you, however that is, by three ways, by Skype, by one-on-ones. The principle, remember, the footprint is always the same when you launch somebody. We didn't go into leading with the small picture, and I don't mean to call the two for the win a small picture, but it's a piece. So you don't want to lead with a piece. You want to lead with the big. And so it's like, and he goes, sorry, who am I collecting? He goes, as many bodies as you can put in front of us, but you're going to hopefully find several reasons they're out of balance and we'll take a look at this. Or maybe you have the equity, people equity to say, you know, just come take a look at this. So when we do a 21 club or any kind of momentum or in front of somebody, you're showing the big picture of Nika. You're showing, you know, the videos that show the power of the company and why they should be involved in it, and you're showing that there's a freedom side and there's a consumer side, and you can have both, and which one would you like? So they did that. During that momentum, that's when you're teaching them. You heard Mac a second ago, for some of you guys, you're really grasping, oh yeah, I gotta tell the person the savings and this is what you're gonna say and all that. Well, a new person can't do that. they just want, you know, to show the person the big company they've come across and why they're gonna connect with it for life. And so that's what Mitch and Kim were doing. As we were anchoring them, and the person was now either saying, yes, I'd like to do the business under Mitch, or I'd just like to buy the product, then we're leading with the packs. I don't care if it's they're coming on as a consumer, a signed-up consumer, or a business partner. We're still showing them the packs. And then we're saying to them, no, it doesn't make sense to be on the best nutrition possible. Not all of them will then anchor on, but many of them do. And then all of a sudden, a month later, Mitch and Kim are now silver because they did the momentum, they did the trailing club, they started, you know, finding where people fit into their Nikan team. And Matt goes, oh, by the way, you know, we need another person that might need nutrition. Let's go back and do some more follow-up. And next thing you know, they won the two for the win pack. And when they called Mitch and Kim to tell them that they had won the contest for the two for the win pack, and the reason Nikan has these different promotions is because it helps people focus on them and then develop a strength that they should develop anyway. But sometimes it takes a promotion to help them develop a strength. Well, when they called Mitch and Kim, he goes, what contest? I didn't know there was a contest. And so the point I hope I'm making is if you get too technical or you dissect this too much or you feel like you have to learn everything before you get in motion, you'll never get in motion and you won't succeed. And here's a new couple that got in motion along the way. We said, oh, well, you have three people that have, out of the four that have gone senior under you that have gone on autoship. Let's get one more. And if it wasn't that fourth one, it's like, what other person did we see that was interested in nutrition? Let's get them on autoship. Then when that was done, then it was the next month when the two for the win dollars were becoming available. Then the coaching went, he was like, what should I do with the two for the win? Well, what do you think you want to do? And this is where it gets personal. If they were living paycheck to paycheck like a lot of people are today and they needed a house payment coming due, it might be what one product that when you show it to people do they want right now? And so recently we had that conversation, the person said, water systems. I can move water systems. Great. Use your promotion dollars, buy some water systems and sell them retail so you can pay your mortgage next month. In this case, this couple isn't in that situation. They're transitioning from one business, traditional business into a better business, which is ours. And so when Max said, what do you think you might want to do with your promotion dollars? He goes, well, I'd like to have a stronger base of business. And Max goes, well, then maybe a pack strategy would be better so you have more product at your own disposal and, you know, you can leverage that. So that was the choice they made. It might be, you know, I don't yet have the bed and I would like to put that toward my bed. So but when people lead just with a promotion, and they don't lead with a footprint of business, you know, here's a momentum, we're shooting for this goal, we need to develop a daily method of operation, and the pack strategies, you know, the big picture. If they're just leading with the two for the win, and heaven forbid, if the two for the win went away tomorrow because it's a promotion, then what if you duplicate into your team? There's no footprint that can carry on. So promotion is an anchor that takes your profitability higher. I mean, he was so excited that they got a $250 check for doing one successful 21 club and then doing a second 21 club that in Nikan's mind wasn't successful because it didn't get the seniors, but it got 6,000 in volume and the 21 people. And they got the two for the win dollars, which he funneled back into their business. But then all of a sudden he gets a call from Nikan and he's won. Because he had such consistent accent, he won an entire
water pot.
Yeah, and so we're saying,
well, speaking of that, to congratulate you guys, on doing that as well because of the members to the Team Kaizen competition, the same scenario. You know, and I know that the conversation back that you and I had, you said that's all we had to do was we sponsored four in August and you were going to do it anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the big things is constantly doing what we're going to do anyways. And if he can introduce us a contest and we win it as a byproduct, wow, we didn't realize really what was going on. You said something and I want to finish with this. I really, really want to stress because this is something that I have done way too many times. I'll be the first to admit, and I probably did it, you know, even yesterday in talking to somebody. Actually, I think I actually did what you're talking about. I think I did it right, maybe for the first time in 20 years. So I'm a slow learner. But a friend that I reconnected with said, Vance, I really want to talk more about Nikan because we got talking about family and life and all these other things, these core value issues. And he said, but I'd really like to know more about what you're thinking, how this could work for Lisa and I. That's what, you know, and he's in Colorado and so, but you said this, that don't lead with one product or one solution. That's the medical method of helping, you know, a bump or a bruise, but, you know, lead with the big picture. And this idea just hit me that when somebody is doing exactly what you're doing as a brand new consultant, and they sponsored two people that got on autoship as they're doing, you know, doing everything else, you know, they earn $200 reward in their first 60 days. They could turn around and invest that into the Kenzen Daily Essentials Plus, you know, pack, which is a $400 pack of nutritionals. They get it for $199 and they get it for free. And I mean, like what you said, Mac, what Mitch did, it's just that perpetual motion of investing in into other things that are going to, you know, on and on and on. Where do you see this thing going? I mean, Pat, you just said that, Lord forbid, that the promotion goes away. I just have this gut instinct that this one's here to stay because it's been so lucrative. We see the numbers, and if you missed what those numbers were in September, it was a 25% increase in the vital sleep systems, over 100% increase in the day pack, and over 300% increase in sales in the environmental pack in the month of September over all of August. And September is a shorter month. It's crazy with kids going back to school, which impacts pretty much everybody that has a kid or a grandkid or whatever. So there's just all different stuff going on. But there's value added, and I think what you guys are talking about is that PACs really present the two oars in the water concept, leading with the big picture. Where do you see this thing going?
Well, Vance, I don't think that promotion will go away because I think that Nikan heard the field that said, you know, the field is huge, and we're all over the place. And I commend those of you that are getting on these calls and learning from these calls and going to the big events and picking people's brains. But it's what you focus on materializes. And because it wasn't filtering out to everybody, you know, people are busy. And so it needed to come from corporate down. In other words, the field wanted corporate to back, you know, the awareness to lead with the big picture of the pack, and they've put a promotion in place that makes people that are brand new that bump into Nika, and they, you know, their sister's in Washington, and she signed her other brother up in Utah, and then that guy signed somebody up in Florida, and they plug into Nika, and then they see something that says, oh, here's a bonus for leading with the pack. So it gives their awareness to lead with a pack strategy. And they'll grow into doing it well. I mean, anything worth doing well is worth doing poorly first, but you need to know you're doing it. And so the fact that the promotion went into place and the numbers now say we're reaching people out there and we're putting a commonality approach, again, I don't care if people, a new person actually comes aboard and says, no, I'm not ready for the pack, I'm just going to start here. They are aware of it. So once they have that product experience with whatever they chose, they then move into the pack anyway. So it's the awareness. I don't think this promotion will go away. So with that, we're just trying to get people to understand that the other thing that holds you back is if you decide to minimize, and I call it doing a wallet biopsy into who you're in front of. Well, this person doesn't have any money, or I don't think they can afford the pack, so you don't tell them about it. Well, you know, don't do that. Give people clear information, love them, give it, you know, clear and from your heart, and then let them make the choice they want to make. The other thing I do want to end on this note, because I think it's very important. I think I had a discussion with someone the other day. We had some time together. We had a discussion. We talked about how this business really is in your head. It's your own commitment of what you want to achieve. So you make a commitment that you want to better your family life, and you put a dollar figure or a figure that goes with improving that. So that's your unique and benchmark of what you're building your business for, that five pillars. Then it's about commitment of the daily method of operation. What are you going to do every day? What burst of momentum or what are you going to do every day to make that dream come true? And so when Mac and I share our story, or you, Vance, have been in over 20 years, share your story, I can hear some of you on the line right now go, well, there's two of you. You're full-time. Of course it's easy. And I want to nip that one right in the bud, and I want to show you that it doesn't matter if you're single, raising kids, or you're married and a spouse is not on board. It's your decision of what you want to do, and it's your daily method of operation that does it. Because we think of it this way. Mac and I and Vance and Stacy run a full-time job. And our full-time job is running our global operation. The calls that come in, the things that we have to do, the interface with corporate. We've chosen to be full-time and do those interfaces. And so we run a full-time job. Our other full-time job is what we do in the nooks and crannies with our daily method of operation, and it's building our own business. It's having our own two appointments a day. It's doing our own follow-ups. It's starting our own people and doing that. And it's also anchoring the auditships and things like that. So I want to just beam you back to July 19th when I was injured. And Mac literally was by my side for 30 days, meaning he didn't really leave the house. He canceled all flights, all appointments, things like that. In August, not much more. But the daily method of operation of running a global business and running our own business, Mac could sit by my side and pick up a phone and do follow-ups every day, which he did. And then when he started to bring a few people, like one or two appointments, to the home in a week, and many times he said, I'd love you to meet my wife, but she's had a bad accident. And later when I was able to walk downstairs and shake their hand and then go back and lay down because I'd had the bad accident, I just want to make a point. He did very focused snippets of time that didn't take away from our experience that we were going through. And yet we learned we were the top recruiters on the Kaizen team. And I'm not doing this to tout our horn. I'm showing you that it doesn't take a lot of effort to create consistency that creates results. I guess we're right up there in the top volumes. We won the pack for the Kaizen team. We anchored equally with you, Vance and Stacy, the top two for the wins. And we had different people on our team call and congratulate us, hearing that they go, how did you do this when you were down for 2 months? And Matt goes, do what? What was happening is we had this insurance guy come in to talk to us. We were in front of plastic surgeons and staff as I was going through follow-up appointments. Mac had appointments that he had on the book that came to the house, and the funny thing, we joke about it now because I'm re-meeting some of these people because I had such amnesia that when they come in the house, they go, oh, it's nice to see you. Oh, have I met you before? Well, they're now on our team because they're realizing they can do this business when life throws you a curveball.
Yeah.
So that's what the message I like to put out there is build this. Build it residual. Develop such a habit of that everybody you're in front of, you're listening better to find out what's missing, and then just see if they'll take a look at it. Your house doesn't have to be perfect. Your life doesn't have to be perfect. In fact, imperfection actually wins you more, obviously, because you know, everybody's blown away with, I'll give it, that Mac, of what Mac has done this last 2 months. And I can tell you, this is the most balanced I've seen Mac in 17 years. It's the most quality time we've had home doing nothing, just recovering. And yet our team is growing and he's personally bringing people on with the daily method of operation.
You know, I think the biggest thing that if I could capitalize what you guys have experienced and described in this last quarter, this last 3 months, is that when we put the five pillars of health in place, when we look at humans being more and say we're going to strive, there's no such thing as perfection. I haven't met a perfect person yet. They don't exist. But when we make a point to put those things in place, when curveballs come, when life happens, because there's always going to be something, the beautiful thing that takes place is all of those things that we may have thought were really, really important to us, they kind of just slip away, and the cream rises to the crop, and what we value is what seems to take root. And I know I'm the minority in our house. I live with four wonderful, lovely ladies. So there's a lot of estrogen that happens all the time. You know, 4, 13, almost 16, and my bride of 19 years. And I really, really appreciate what you guys have shared, because when you talk about a wallet biopsy of, you know, thinking, well, I don't think they can afford it. We don't know that about people. Why don't we just present again how much it's blessed our lives and see from there? You know, a gal told me a couple months ago, I'm on a fixed income. And then she turned around and ordered $520 worth on auto ship to get herself started. I mean, I didn't get it, but I, you know, that's what it is. But, I really, really want to thank you guys. I thank you for setting the example, because you've inspired Stacy and I, not only as friends, but just as business associates, and you set an example in that what leading by example is truly all about. And sometimes we forget to just, I want to make sure that's recognized, because you're just doing it and you're having a ton of fun, and I can't imagine what would life be like without Mac and Pat. You guys are really, really blessed, so thank you so much. And I know there's a lot of other stuff that we missed, and I want to just encourage you folks, if you've not been able to digest this, or you're sitting here listening going, oh man, I wish my friend Susan could have heard this, well, that's why we record the calls at www.saturdayamlive.com. Again, www.saturdayamlive.com. And there's so much materials out there. Download and please print. If you saw my little presentation folder right now, you'd laugh, because you'd think, wow, man, surely, Vance, you can afford something better than that. I don't want to afford something better than this, because everybody can relate to, you know, a few pieces of paper printed off in color and three-hole punch into a little paper folder. And I just slide it across the table and let people, you know, look at it. I take the old Chuck Branum method of letting them flip through and letting them make a decision, and answering questions and talking about what you guys talked about. So I really want to say thank you for that. And I'm looking forward to seeing you guys really, really soon, less than a month from now, up in Tacoma. Which, by the way, I put a little plug in there. If you got people in the Northwest, November 7th and 8th, Colleen Edwards, John St. John, and who is the third person that I'm C.J. McCarthy?
Yes.
Okay. November 7th and 8th in Tacoma, Washington. And if you don't have the information for that, please contact me or go on Nikan's website. It's there. Mac and Pat are a key, pivotal part of organizing the wonderful events we have in Seattle. Mac, we kind of shut you out there on the end. Anything, any last words you want to throw in there?
No. The thing we stress most is keep it simple. Share the big vision, share the packs, because they're put together in synergy, and just go out and have fun, listen to people, and have a nice conversation with them.
So, gang, have a great rest of the weekend. I look forward to hearing your stories, and look forward to chatting with you next Saturday, if not before. Talk to you guys later.
Bye-bye. To learn more about NECAN, We encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.